Mark, coming down the stretch, Kerry were 3 points up. Now you were coming down the stretch, 6 points up last week. What did you do differently this week?
Yeah, I think we just looked at goals, really, not to give up the goal. So you could see Mary O'Connell and a few others tracking back and strutting down the centre. So the motto all week was, thou shalt not pass, and I thought we kind of performed that fairly well today.
It was a very strange first half. We were only a point down, but yet still in the game somehow without playing overly well.
Yeah, look, I thought we had to adapt to Waterford's style of play. I thought a lot of our forwards came all the way back too deep. We had to talk about that at half time. We committed to keeping four up no matter what in the second half, and that kept some of their defenders back. So I thought our shape was a bit better in the second half. It was just trying to adapt to the wind conditions and to the Waterford style of play in the first half that kind of made it look like that.
There was a lot of ball being coughed up, though, as well. A lot of ball dropped, and just like butterfingers to a point, you know, rather than getting a good grip of the ball. And there were a couple of instances where Kerry players were waiting for the ball to come to them rather than going to meet it.
Yeah, look, we saw that even in the warm-up today. But in fairness to Waterford, we saw a video of Waterford, and they worked, their forward unit worked as a whole when they had lost possession of the ball, and they hounded us. And you had to get rid of the ball straight away, otherwise they were going to be on top of you. So, you know, there was a bit of that as well going on. So that's maybe some of that to do.
Goals win games. We got two, they got none. Ours were maybe a little bit lucky. The goalie misjudged the first one. The second one was like a solo that was over-calculated, and we got the rub of the green.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, last week, we had the same scores as Armagh, and Armagh got the goals, and that's what the result was. So today we got the goals, and that's what the result is. That's the way it is.
Deirdre Kearney gave no change to Claire Walsh at all. She was outstanding at fullback. Kaylee just in front of her was everywhere. We'll miss her, I know. But at the same time, the other players who came in today, you made four changes. Were you happy?
Delighted. Delighted with the players that came in, and delighted with the other players that came off the bench again. You know, Daniel Leary got her first start. Eilish Lynch got her first start. Leah Boyle. It's just great to see all these girls getting game time. I think we've maybe 28, 29 players used in these two games already. So, you know, we're well ahead of the curve, and at least we have a win under our back. But, you know, we're just going to continue the rotation system as much as possible.
And we were all very confused at one stage. We saw 11 went up on the board, and it was Deirdre, actually. It was Niamh Conacher who came off, and she seemed to be nursing a bit of a knock. What was the story there?
Yeah, it was Deirdre, Niamh always plays number 11, so that's why it was written down as number 11, but she was actually number 12 today, I think. So, but I think it was a dead leg. I think she just needed to run it off for the week.
Yeah, she got a bang over on the far side, and it didn't seem to go away. Next up?
Yeah, I think it's Kildare next week in Fitzgerald Stadium, as far as I know, but I'm not sure about the venue because of the condition, and Kerry are playing there on Saturday against Donegal. However, look, you know, we've got College Cup games. Connor Cup is on midweek, and so look, we'll just leave him rest for the next day or so, and we'll try and get together maybe Thursday, Friday, and we'll see how everyone is.